This is Neil Treyat looking at the law. They say wild horses couldn't stop me. The question in this case was, can we stop wild horses? This was a battle between the Bureau of Land Management and the American Wild Horse Preservation Campaign that wanted to block the Bureau's plan to castrate wild stallions. The Bureau argued that the wild horse population can double every 4 years, but the plaintiffs claimed the plan violated the Wild Free Roaming Horses and Burros Act. They cited expert testimony from wild horse behavior experts that castrating wild horses effectively takes the wild out of the horse. The Bureau argued that the expert testimony shouldn't be considered because an erroneous email address caused it to be received 1 day late. But the court basically ruled that given the nature of the subject matter, an email error should not be permitted to delete wild horses. So for the moment, wild horses will still be able to create little wild horses, despite the naysayers. This is Neil Treyat looking at the law.